Today Shir's Masechta Mayot Katan Daf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, the last words on the Amud. Tan Rabbanan, Avol, Ahaylich M'makom L'makom. If you have an individual who's an Avol, who's traveling from one place to another place, Im Yachal Amat Be'eskoy, if he becomes an Avol Rachman L'tzlan, as he is not home, so then Yamat, he should do less business. But if that's impossible, he should do what he needs to do where he is. And there's a machlokes rishonim how to learn this Gemara. Some rishonim explain this Gemara as we learned it, that he's not at home. And even though, as we've been learning over and over, when an Avol is not at home, he obviously, when an Avol is at home, he should limit any work that he does. The halacha is that if he's not home, and as the Ritva says, and he doesn't want to have to take tzedakah, and he's not home, so he doesn't have food, and he doesn't have funds available, he should do what he has to do, but he should do as little as possible. The way Rashi explains, he shouldn't work by himself, he should participate with other people working. And by participating with other people working, it's not so obvious that he's doing work while he's sitting shiva. Tosfos, however, has a different pshat. Tosfos says that when somebody's home and he's sitting shiva, so of course, as we've learned in this Masechta, he's not supposed to do any work. However, as we also learned, if it's a situation of a Davar Ovid or other such situations, Chazal were a little lenient in what he's allowed to do. However, he says, the Tosfos says, what Agamar is saying is that when somebody is not at home, we have to be much stricter. And the reason Tosfos explains we have to be much stricter is because at home, he's thinking about his avelis, and he's recognizing that he's an oval, and he has to, and that keeps him in check that he's an oval. But once he's not at home, he doesn't have that environment, and because he doesn't have that environment, we have to be more makbid not to let him do anything, even if it's a davar ovid, because people, he shouldn't forget that he's an oval. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. As we've learned many times in this Masechta, the halacha is that they did kfiyas hamita, they turned over the beds in the home of the Avol. And the question that the Gemara asks is, Meimasai, at what point does that halacha apply? So there's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. The Rambam's opinion is that when we speak about koifin samitos, it means that all of the time during the avelis, the halacha is that we have to have the turned over beds, as we said, in the home. And not only must we have the turned over beds in the home, but that's where the avos sit shiva on that turned over bed. That is the opinion of the Rambam. The Ramban disagrees, and the Rambam says that only by eating and sleeping is there a chiv to sit on the overturned beds. Otherwise, the halacha is that he could sit on the floor. He doesn't have to sit on the turned over bed. Furthermore, the Rosh points out that even though the Gemara asked the question, at what point do we have to turn over the bed, says the Rosh, that the question isn't specifically regarding turning over the bed. What the Gemara means to say that all Hilchas Avelis, at what point does the Hilchas Avelis begin? However, the others explain that Kfiyas HaMeita, as we're about to learn, is when the mace leaves the home. So as long as the mace is in the home, we don't turn over the beds. Once the mace leaves the home, we turn over the beds. However, all the other Hilchas Avelis only begin after the Kvura. So again, at what point? As soon as they take the mace out of the home, that is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. He says that it begins from the time that they actually covered the grave. And they, Rabbi Chananel explains that the question here is, what is considered the beginning of the Avelus? Is the beginning of Avelus from we take the mace out of the house, or does the Avelus begin only Mashiach to Masagoyl? So certainly, as we've learned previously, the people who are accompanying the mace for burial, their Avelus certainly does not begin until the burial is finished. The question is, the people who are not accompanying, does their Avelus begin as soon as they take leave from the Nifter, the Nifter leaves the home and they take leave from the Nifter, or does it only begin when they're notified after the Kvura? So certainly in a situation where there is no way of notifying, in those days there was no phone, so certainly the Paiskim suggests that the Avelus begins as soon as the Nifter is taken out of the home. But if there's a way to notify, maybe it only begins at notification. However, the halacha is that once they take leave of the Nifter, that's when the Shiva can begin. And there was an episode where Gamliel HaZaken was Nifter. As soon as they took the Nifter out of the home, Amalei Rebbe Lezer said to the other people, turn over the beds. That's when it begins. The Kivin Shinistam Hagoyle, and after they finished the burial, Amalei Rishua, Kofim B'Teseichem, each one of them following their opinions. Amalei, and they told Rabbi Yeshua, Kfa Kfinu Api Zokin, we already followed the opinion of Elezer, who told us to do Kfiya Samita as soon as the Nifta was taken out of the home. Tanur Rabbanan begins the Gemara. Ma'im says, Zoik Fina Samita Sper of Shabbos. If there are individuals who are sitting Shiva, and it's Erev Shabbos, at what point on Erev Shabbos do they pick up the beds? Because there's no question that there's certainly no chiv. Not only is there no chiv, it's absolutely prohibited to have kfiyas hamita on Shabbos. The question is, when on Friday afternoon do we start picking up the bed? Says the Gemara, min mincha l'mala. From the time mincha l'mala. But now, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rafuna, Af Bikain, Eni Yoshevaleh, even though we lifted the beds, the Oval can't sit on a regular bed on Friday afternoon, Ad Shetechshech, until it's Shabbos. And here we have a big machloikus. It says Min HaMincha. And we know in Halacha, when Gemara speaks about Min HaMincha, doesn't mean the Mincha Gedoyla, which is a half an hour after Chatzos, or doesn't mean the Mincha Ketana, which is 2.5 hours later. A very big machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it means the Mincha Gedoyla, that there should be enough time to prepare for Shabbos, which means it's 5.5 hours into the day. That's the opinion that Tosfos suggests. The Ran says that it's not so early. It's only from the Mincha Ketana. Whatever you need to do for Shabbos, suggests the Ran, you could do from the Mincha Ketana. But everybody agrees that the Oval has to keep Hilchos Avelus until Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, continues the Gemara, on Matzah Shabbos, Abish Ein Lo Leishiv El Yom Echad. That means, even if it's a situation that the Avelus is going to be ending, the Shiv is going to be ending Sunday morning, still the Halacha, says the Gemara, is Chayz V'Kayfa, the beds have to be turned over even for that one night. And the lesson that we learn from this Gemara is the number one in the home of the Oval, we always have to have Kfiyas Hamita. And number two, that even though we say that on the last day of Shiva, we've learned more than once, we apply the concept of Mixas Hayom Kikulay, that still doesn't change that we only say Mixas Hayom Kikulay in the morning, not the night before. Tana Banan, when Kfiyas Mita is performed, not only is the bed that he sleeps on turned over, all the beds that are in the home who Kaifa have to be turned over. And even if there are 10 beds in 10 different places, the halacha is Kaifa is cool, they all must be overturned. Even in a situation, each one of the brothers are sitting Shiva or sleeping in their own home, or Mace Echad, and one of the brothers One of the brothers unfortunately passed away, and they're not sitting in all the homes. Each one is sitting in their own home. They're not sitting in the home of the nifter. The halacha still is the kulan kaifim. They all have to do kfiyas hamita in the homes that they sleep. And the way I saw that the Miri explains, that kfiyas hamita, the Gemara is trying to teach us that kfiyas hamita is more serious than all the other halachas avelis. Why? So he seems to suggest that the kfiyas hamita is a clear demonstration that this avel recognizes that he's in avelis. And therefore, Chazal were more makban on kfiyas hamita. But if this bed is not meant for sitting and sleeping, it's only meant to store kelim on it, ain't tzarch l'kfaisai, the halacha is that we don't have to sleep on it. And as the Rishonim say, that is not considered a mitah. However, the Ritva points out that even though it's not mechuyim kfiyas hamita, it's not mechuyim to be turned over, says the Ritva, it should be put up right. Because somebody's going to walk into the house and see that this bed is as usual, and he doesn't know that this is the bed that's not meant for sleeping and sitting. He's going to think that they're not performing the mitzvah of kfiyas hamita. In order to prevent that, at least that bed should be put upright. Dargish, we're going to be discussing extensively what is the dargish. Ain't tzarch l'kfaisai. There's no need to turn over the dargish. El zoykvai, we put it upright. Rishim Gamaliel Omer, Matis Dargish, when we speak about the Dargish, Matis Kibitov, as we've discussed previously, the mattress or the piece of material of that the people laid on was tied to the bedpost. So all what you need to do is to untie those knots and the mat that you lay on will fall to the floor. Runai from Elof. My Dargish. Ask the Gemara, what is the dargish? Amu'ula, answer the Gada. They had in their homes a bed that they didn't use on. They didn't use. And the bed was there to signify that this will bring good luck to the house. Of course, the Meiri and other Rishonim ask, if that's what this bed is there for, why is that not included in the Isser of Lo Sanachshu? We're not allowed to do anything which is Darkei Amayri. They're not allowed to do anything that is similar to superstition. So having a special bed, why is that not considered in that category? So the Radvaz and the Rishonim explain that this bed is not that this bread brought good luck, but rather that this is a good simon in the house, that if somebody has a home where there's so much abundance that he can have a bed, he have a couch that isn't needed for sitting, it isn't needed for sleeping, it's only needed just to put kalim on, that is a proof that Baruch Hashem, there's an abundance in this home. Another pshat that the Tva suggests, that an empty bed is a good sign for Piriyah Merivya. It's a good sign that Baruch Hashem, there will be healthy children left there. Rabbi Lezman Mitz has a different approach. He says, just like by a bris, we leave an empty seat, and the Moel announces, Zeh Kisa Shalayo, the Navi, Zoch L'Toiv. So too, in each home, there is an empty bed, so we have room here for Eliyahu HaNavi. Another pshat that the Rosh suggests, the Gemara says, he says, that there are two malachim. There's a malach that comes to the home, and he sees that the home, chas v'shalom, is not neat, it's messy. He's the malach of Anias. He brings, chas v'shalom, poverty to the home. And if, on the other hand, they come and they see the Baruch Hashem, everything is in order, the way it's supposed to be, that brings ashiris, wealth to the home. When they have a bed, suggests the Rosh, that's set up properly, to put all the kalim, all the various utensils in the home on that bed in a neat fashion, that was the bed that the Malach saw to bring bracha to this home for Ashiris. Amalei Rabbah, Elam Ata, according to you, that the dagish is a bed that's normally not laid or sit on. The Gabi Melech, when we speak about the king, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin says, when they do Havra, we're going to speak about giving the first meal to the Avelim as they come home from to sit Shiva. So unlike everyone else, says the Gemara, by the Melech, the Mishnah says, Masechta Sanhedrin, Dav Chof Abba Alev, Kala Am Subim Al Aretz, everybody sits on the floor, V'hu Misiv Al Dagish, and he sits on the Dagish. So ask the Gemara, Mi Ikamidei, Da'ad Idna Lo Yisivnei, till now the Dagish was never meant for sitting on, and Hashta, specifically now, when he's in the state of Avelis, so even though he's a Melech, and as the Gemara there explains, we have to show him respect. But it doesn't make sense, says the Gemara, that at this point that the Mita, which is only in the house for Mazel, should be, now's the time that he sits on it. Whereas other Rishonim explain that even the Melech, who doesn't sit regular Shiva like other individuals, should not be sitting in a most distinguished manner when he's Chas V'Shalom sitting Shiva. Or a bed that was never used for sitting should now be used specifically for that purpose. Maskevlo Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi asks on this point, my Kusha, I don't understand your question. Me did have Achil V'Shtiya. We find this regarding the eating and drinking. The Adahidna, of course, a king has plenty of wealth, and he doesn't require us to feed him. And Hashta, when he's coming to the Suda Avra, the halacha is that we have to give him to eat. So the fact that we're doing something that we normally don't do doesn't really trouble the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Al Ha'ikasha Ha'kasha. This is the question that should be asked. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Dagish Enetzarach L'Kvaisai, we said before that the dagish does not have to be collapsed, it should just be stood upright, says the Gemara. The Arsa the Gada, if we're saying that the dagish is Arsa Gada, why is there no requirement to turn over? Hatanya, have we not learned in a brisa? Kaifa mitase, when you turn over the beds in the home, loy mitasibel vadu kaifa, it's not only that he has to turn over, a kom mitashiesh to betech beisa in kaifa. So why should the dargish be different than any other bed? My kasha, says the Gemara, I don't understand that question. Mita to have a mita amichadus lekalim. Just like we learned that a bed that's meant for kalim, the Tanya, as we learned before, if you have a bed that's used for kalim, and it's arch lekvaiser, so the dargish is no different. Ali kasha, ha kasha. Rishim Gamaliel Oimer, Dagish Matis Kabitov. Rishim Gamaliel said that what do we do with a Dagish? We untie the knots, V'noifel Me'elov, and the mat falls on the floor. Now says the Gemara, V'sakadatach, if we're going to say that the Dagish means the Ars of the Gada, Ma Kapitin Islay, it's a regular couch. It doesn't have these special knots. Says the Gemara, Kios Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amalei Humer Abonon for Rav Tachlifa Bamarova Shmei, Davishchiach B'Shuka Dalgoi, he was in the place where people work with leather. My Dagish, he said, Arsa Detzala, it's a bed made out of leather, and people sit on the leather. And what happened is, that's what the Gebrais is saying, that you don't have to turn over the Arsh de Gada. Because if you're going to turn over the Arsh de Gada, what's going to happen is that the leather will be on the floor. And by the leather being on the floor, it's going to ruin the leather. And that's why Chazal said that you don't have to turn it over. Other Rishonim explain that since it's not considered a significant bed, where did Chazal say that a bed has to be turned over when it's a significant bed? This is such a, like a cot, not a significant bed. That's why Chazal were more lenient and not requiring Kfiyas Hamita on the Dagish. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Dagish, when we speak about the Dagish, Chiburai Mitoichai, there are these wood poles around the mat, and it has holes in that, in those wood slats, where you tie the leather knots into those knots. Meet the Sruga Al Gaba. It doesn't have holes on the side. You just fold them over the side. Amar of Yaakov Acha, Amar Shimon Levi, Halacha of Shimon Gamliel. That the halacha is that even though you don't have to turn over the dagish, you should collapse it. Amar of Yaakov Acha, Amar of Asi, Mita Shneklata Yoitzin, that a bed that had a canopy, that there was one beam at the foot of the bed, there was one beam at the head of the bed, and then there was a beam connecting those two beams, and on that they used to put a piece of material, and it looked like a teepee, and that was covered the mattress, and they did it because they didn't want to be bothered with the heat, or they didn't want to bother with flies. Such a bed cannot be turned over, and therefore all you need to do is zaytva, put it up on its side, the dayoy, and that is adequate. Tanabaran, yoshin agaba kisoy, agaba gdoni gdoyla. If the oval slept on a chair or on a big pail, agaba karko, or on the earth, lo yotzi de chavosoy, he has not fulfilled his obligation. A velus has to be slept in those days, at least, on a mita kfuya. Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, because as Rabbi Yochanan explains, if you sleep that way, lo kiyam, Kfiyas Hamita, you have not fulfilled the obligation of Kfiyas Hamita. And as we've said before, that the Yerushalmi already says that the meaning is that we who live amongst Goyim, and the Goyim will see that the beds in the home of an Ovel Rachman Son are all turned over, they're going to think that the Jews are doing Kishif, and that's why it became that we don't do Kfiyas Hamita. Another pshat that the Rosh suggests is that Bezman Azeh, were we to turn over the bed, it really wouldn't be noticeable that we're turning over the bed. And since it's not noticeable that we're turning over the bed, there is no point in doing so. Tana Rabbanan, Mechabdin, we are allowed to sweep the floor, or Mabitzim, their floors were made out of earth, and there would be a lot of dust coming up from the earth, and the way they kept the dust down was by sprinkling water on it. The halach is that type of activity may be done by Beis Ovel, because it's not being done to show honor. It's done that there shouldn't be any dust in the home. We're allowed to wash dishes and pitchers and cups in the Beis Ovel. But the halach is we're not allowed to bring incense, vespesomim, lebesa oval. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Because posh pshat, because that's already considered a tainug. And tainug, enjoyment, is also in the base oval. Where others explain, this is what's done in people who have luxurious homes. And that's not the way we're supposed to act in Avelis. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is that the halacha? For ask the Gemara, Tani Bakaparo, we don't make a bracha much a Shabbos. Brucha delam evarchinen hasui masinen. We do bring it. How do we reconcile? So Rashi explains that much a Shabbos we don't make a bracha mayreish when we make havdala in the base ha'ovel. So, however, the Rosh says that it's only if the nifter is there. Other Rishonim say it's only the Avelim, not other people. So we have a stira. Do or don't we? Answer the Gemara like Kasha. Habeis Avol, Habeis Nachman. And there's a Machloikus Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Some Rishonim explain that the Gemara's meaning that in the home where the mace is there, and there may be Chas V'Shalom, an odor emanating from the mace. So that's why we're allowed to bring Besamim to mask any odor. But in the Beis HaMenachmim, we don't have a right to do so. Other Rishonim say just the opposite. In the Beis, where there aren't many people coming to Menachem Ovel, and it's the Beis, and it's the home where the Nifter is, so it's inappropriate, as we just explained, to bring Besamim to such a home. But if it's the home where they're sitting shiva, and there are many people coming to a Menachem Ovel, and since there's many people coming to a Menachem Ovel, that may cause a smell in the home, that's when you're allowed to bring summon to the house. Eim alich l'beis ha'evel, So we've spoken and we will continue speaking that after the, as the shiva begins, the halacha is that they bring a sudas avra to the home. And most mefarshim explain that this isn't a halacha that's limited to chalamoid. What we're going to be speaking now is by any shiva. There are rishonim, however, say that the Mishnah is speaking about on chalamoid. So the sudas avra should not be brought with on a small table. And as the Batanura says, that represents covered v'loy bas kedlua. It's a like a gold or a silver platter, obviously for the same reason. V'loy bekanan, not with a large keli or a large basket. Again, it's a very significant type of keli. El basalin, it's only brought with a simple wicker basket. That's how it should be brought. When they come home, now we're going to Cholamoid. So in Cholamoid, they used to say a Birchas Aveilim on after the Levaya. On Cholamoid, it's not done. Aval, I'm the Meshura. After the Levaya, they all stand in a Shura and a Menachem Aval. That is done on Cholamoid as well. On Menachem, the Aveilim stand in the Shura and everybody else is Menachem Aval then. Furthermore, a chalamoid, they don't put, normally they used to put the mita on which the mace is found in the town square. This should not be done. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, that even in a situation where the Gemara says, a chacham b'fonav, a talmud chacham who passed away on chalamoid, when we make the Levaya, we're allowed to say a hesped. We still should not make the hesped in the middle of the town. It should be done not in such a public manner because it's Cholamoid. So again, in order to avoid that the hesped should not be so public, we never put the mitah of a woman in the middle of the town square, Mnaya covered. Because the Rishonim explained either because sometimes when a woman passes away, blood exits her body, and it would be a lack of covered mace. And another pshat is, in general, in those days, the neftarim were not in coffin. And to have a woman laying there in such a fashion is a lack of tznias. Tana Rabbanan. Rishonim melichem beis avol. At the beginning, as we keep on saying, they brought the Sudas Avra to the home of the Oval. Ashir and Bekalsa Shekesav Zazov. The wealthy people would bring it in baskets of silver and gold. Vaniyim Besalim Netzorim Shalarova Klufa. And the poor people would have it in wicker basket. Vayaniyim Esbaishim. And the poor people would be embarrassed. Heskinu. So that's when Chazal established Shiyakom Mivim Besalim Nofren Shal Rav Klufa. Everybody should bring it in simple wicker baskets. Nekvadim Shal Aniyim. Machlokes Rishonim. Who are the Aniyim that we're speaking about? Are we speaking about the people who are bringing the Sudas Avra, that they should bring it in such a simple fashion? Or are we speaking about the Aniyim who are receiving it and they're going to be embarrassed because when they're going to have to bring the Sudas Avra to someone else, they're going to be under pressure to have to repay with something that they can't afford to do. It's interesting to point out, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, in the Shas Tshuva, Sigrus Moshe, Yoridei Chelik Bei Sim Kuf Samaches, discusses that on one hand, when it comes to Avelim, we're very makbid. The halacha is that an Ovel, we don't give Shalach Manas on Purim during the year of Avelis. And yet here, we find that we're bringing food, the Sudas Avra, to the home of the Ovel. Explains Rav Moshe that these are two separate halachas. The halacha of not giving Shalach Manas is halacha and Shalach Manas. We're not, during the year of Avelis, we don't give the Ovel Shalach Manas. It shows gifts. It's not the time when he's in Avelis. However, our Gemara is actually, says Rav Moshe, Agamar is focused on taking care of the Avelim, to make sure that as they come home from the Levaya, they have a Sudas Avra. And that is done even during the Shiva. Tarabana Bashina, Haimashkin Bais Oval, when they gave the oval to drink, Ashirim Bizuchus Lavana, they used to use white glass, which is very expensive. And Aniyim Bizuchus Zakuva. The poor people would drink in colored glass. Vayanim Espaishim, that they can't afford the crystal. We wanted to have everybody be the same. Says the Gemara B'Shoina, Haimagala Pnei Mesim Ashirim, they would leave the people who died, who wealth, they would be left uncovered. Mechasim Aniyim, because the wealthy people, one pshat that I saw is that the wealthy people had big levayas, many rabbonim and Rosh Yeshiva, etc., would come to do the levaya, and they would have a prominent levaya. And but aniyim, they made it fast. So furthermore, the poor people, their faces were black from hunger. That's why they had to cover their faces. That's when Eskinu Shemichasnas Pnei Akol. That's when they decided that everybody should be treated equally. That everybody should be treated the same, and not anyone should be embarrassed. The Shalos Tshuvos Binyan Av says that from here we see that it's inappropriate to leave a mace at all uncovered. That the halacha is that after the mace is nifter, his son should close the eyes of the mace. And after they close the eyes of the mace, they cover the mace up. And that's the way the mace remains, of course, not during the tahara. Brishona, haymitzina shirim bedargish, they used to take out the asiyim in an expensive coffin. And aniyim, beklika, in a small, inexpensive coffin. Vayaniyim is baishin. Eskinu she'akom etzim b'kliko. Everybody should be taken out in a simple bed. Ne'kvayim shalaniyim. And the Michas Elazar, in the Shailos Tshuvos, Michas Elazar, Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Aleph, says this is the makar, this is the source, whereby us, the minhag is that we don't bring flowers to Levaya. Because when we bring flowers to the levaya, again, they can become very expensive, and it can become very difficult for the relatives to pay for such a levaya, and who knows what will happen. And in order to avoid, as we keep on learning, this type of embarrassment, they made a general rule that levaya should become simple, no flowers. But at the beginning, they would put incense under somebody who died from stomach problems, whose body would be perhaps giving an odor. So the people who had this kind of problem and were still alive were extremely embarrassed that this is the way things are done for people such as us. Skinu shi'etachsako, that they put under all mace, all niftarim, this kind of incense, not to make any difference between anybody else. A woman who dies and she was a nida, so everything she touched became tamei from life while she was alive. So they took everything that she might have touched and put it into the mikveh. Because when we speak about tumas nida is not only limited that one may not have relations with his wife when she's a nida, but tumas nida also includes that anything that she touches and sits on becomes tamei. And therefore, to rid that tuma, they had to put everything into the mikveh. V'yanidas chayis mizbaishis. And that's the living nidas, realizing that that's the status of a nida, would get very embarrassed. Skinu, so that's why they instituted Shemet Bilam Agaba Kol Noshim. Whenever a woman dies, anything that she came in contact with, any kalim she came in contact with, should be immersed in the mikvah, nei kfarin shal nidas chayis. Rishonim at bilim agav zav emesim. Similarly, if somebody died when he was a zav, and anything that the zav touches becomes tamei. So everything that he came in contact with when he was alive, they put into the mikvah. But that caused vayizavim chayim zbaishim, that the zavim who are alive were embarrassed. Heskinu shim at bilim agav kol, that everybody who dies, anything that they bury, anything that he came in contact with, has to be taken to the mikvah. Nei kvoidem shal zavim chayim. B'shoina, ha'yitzoyas metzeis kosh l'kroiva yosmi m'sosai. The levaya was more difficult than the patira, because they had to spend a lot of money on a levaya, and they would spend a lot of money on the tachrichim that they buried the nifterin. At shay kroivov, the levaya became so difficult that the relatives of the nifter would just leave him there and baruch him, because they couldn't take the bezyonis and they couldn't afford to make a levaya. Achabar Rabbi Gamliel, until Rabbi Gamliel came, v'noah kals rosh ba'atzmai, and he did something that even when he was nifter, v'yotz b'klei pishton, he said that when he's buried, he should be buried in linen cloth, in linen tachrich, which are not expensive, v'noah go'am achrov b'klei pishton, and that became the way to bury somebody. So the Rishonim explained what is special about clay pishton. So one pshat is that the clay pishton, linen clothing, linen garments, have in them a tremendous koyach. Just like we see on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol, as he walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, wore big dekuna that were made out of linen, because they have the ability to turn the kateger into the sanegar, the any prosecution into defense. So here too, as the person is leaving this world, we should bury him in these type of garments. The Mabit says that since pishton grows from the earth, so we bury a person in such garment made out of pishton, saying to the person, you came from the earth and you're going back to the earth. And in fact, the Shas HaTshuvas Simas Chaim says that if pishton is so powerful, so why did they not use pishton only after Gamliel instituted its rule? So he says they actually always used pishton. But what he said was that originally they originally used expensive pishton. And Gamliel instituted that they should use cheaper kli pishton. And the Rambam, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that the Rambam says that not only should they be made out of kli pishton, but the Rambam says that even the thread that's used to sew the garment together should also be used, could be also made out of linen. It should be made out of linen only. And I saw an interesting shaila that the Pesachim discuss. At one point, pishton, linen, became very expensive. And the question is, once linen became so expensive, should they bury a nifter in linen? And the Paiskim aren't quite sure, because from our Gemara it seems that the entire reason to bury in linen is to keep the cost down. But the Paiskim suggests, given the reasons that we just gave, that there's a specific reason to bury a nifter in linen. And since there's a special inyan to bury the nifter in linen, we should always bury him that way, even if the linen, unfortunately, is expensive. Amar Papa Vedna, Noag Alma. Now the minig is, when it comes to burying somebody, Afil B'tzar de Bazuzi. They use very cheap material that keep the cost of the levaya down. We learned in the Mishnah, Eimanichin Asamita Berchayv. When it comes to the levaya, we don't on Chol Hamoed, we don't put the mita in the public square. However, says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Eimay Defnei Talmud Chacham. This halacha does not apply to a Talmud Chacham, where halacha is where we can put him in the Rechayv. That's how some explain. Others explain that a Talmud Chacham, the halacha is that even a Talmud Chacham will allow to be masped him, but not in the Rechayv. The Kol Shekein, and certainly so is the halacha on Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah, Purim, and Chanukah are days of Yontif, and we certainly should limit the Avelis publicly. V'hani mili b'fonav. When are we machmer b'fonav? When the mace is there. Av shloi b'fonav, when the mace is not there, loy, we don't have to be so machmer. Eini, says the Gemara, v'rav kahana safti l'rezvud min ador b'pum nahara. He did it publicly, the levaya in Pum Nahara on Cholmoid. Omer Rapapi, says Rapapi, actually that hesped was not the day of the Ptira. It was actually Yoim Shmuahava. It was a day that they discovered that he passed away. Ukumafon of Dome, so they were allowed to do a levaya because it was Yoim Shmuah, but it's still not the same because it wasn't the day of the Ptira. Omer Ula, hesped. When we speak about hesped, it means alalev, that they used to bang on their heart. The ksiv, al shodayim soiftim. Tipuach means biyad, clapping the hands together. The kilis, hu beregel, means to bang with your feet on the floor. Tarabonon, hamakalis, if somebody is banging with his foot on the floor, leikals sandal albuminal. He should only do it with when his foot is in a shoe, not in a sandal. Because the sandal is so flimsy, it could turn over and cut into his foot. A sandal is firmer, a shoe is firmer, and we don't have that concern. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ovel, the Ovel Kivin Shenini Roish, once the Ovel nods his head, Shuv ein menachem shoyim leishav etzloi. The menachem shouldn't stay there, and the reason is because the oval is giving a signal to the people who are there that he needs to be alone, but he can't talk that much. So the signal is a symbol that it's time for him to go. In general, the poskim say that one has to be careful that even if he's coming to be Menachem Oval someone, he should not do it in a way that is too bothersome to the person sitting Shiva. Vama Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Chayov Lama Bnei Nasi. Of course, when the Nasi comes in, everybody has to get up. Chutz mi Ovav V'chayla. And Ovav V'chayla, even though the Mechuyev in all mitzvahs, they don't have to get up. One pshat that the Levush suggests, because they're wallowing in their sorrow. And since they're in such a situation, they don't have to get up. Another pshat is that the chiv of getting up means when there's a hiddur, when it represents something special. This doesn't represent special if an oval, it doesn't really show any special when you're getting up. Another pshat that the Shiure Bracha suggests is that we have to show respect to the Ovel. And the way we show respect to the Ovel is that even though normally he has to get up, here he doesn't have to get up. So again, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Chayav Melam Bnei Nasi, Chutz Mi Ovel V'Chayla. V'Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'Kol Omer Lahem Shvua. Everybody can't sit down until they're given permission to sit down. Chutz Mi Ovel V'Chayla. By an Ovel V'Chayla, we don't tell them sit down. Because by telling them sit down, what we're actually suggesting to them is that you should stay in your state of Avelis. And of course, saying that is of course very unacceptable. Amar Yudam Rav, Ovel B'Yoyim Rishon, Ovel on the first day of Avelis, Osa Lecha Lecha Mishaloi. That's the main day of Avelis. Therefore, he's not allowed to eat his own food. The Amalei Rechmala Yecheskel, as we remember, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yecheskel instructions, and he told him, don't lechem, when he was an Avelis for his wife, and he says, lechem anoshim lo toichel, don't eat food, you should not do what everybody else does in that Avelis. Everybody else eats foods that's given to him from others, you should not eat food that is given from others. Machloikus Rishonim, which meal are we talking about? The Rosh says it's talking about the first meal of the day of Avelis. Taisa says it's all the meals of the first day. Al Minig is the first meal. However, says the Miri, if there's nobody who brings the Ovel Rachman Tzlon food, he shouldn't fast and he should eat his own food. Rav Rav Yosef Mechlefi Suzda Asayla Dadi. So the Gemara says that Rav and Rav Yosef would switch their meals. So the Pasha Pshat is they were both Avelim and they didn't have anybody, there was no extra food. So they made up that they'll switch their meals. And like that, they weren't eating from their own meals. And Pasha Pshat is that they were sitting Shiva for different relatives at the same time. Ve'am Rav Yudam Rav, Meis Be'ir, if there's a Chman Slon, a Nifter in the city, Kol B'nei Ir Asum Asiyas Melacha. Everybody has to be involved in burying the Nifter, and he does not, and they should not be doing anything else. Says the Gemara, Rav Hamnuna Ikla, Rav Hamnuna came to the city, Dermosai, Shamash Kol Shapur the Shechva. He heard as they were blowing a shofar, indicating that there was a Nifter in town. And he saw people that were still working. Amlu, so he said, the people in this city should be in a cherim because they're violating the halacha that we just learned that when there's a nifter in the town, everybody is supposed to be involved in taking care of the nifter and not doing anything else. Amrulay, so they told him, chavrusik b'masa. Pash pshat, that there's a Chevra Kedisha, and since there's a Chevra Kedisha, they take care of the Nifter, and other people could go to work. Another pshat is that every society, every shul, every kehillah had their own Chevra Kedisha. Amalai, so he said, Hihachi Shai Lechu. One pshat is that he lifted the Chayrim. Another pshat is, if that's the case, Shai Lechu, under such circumstances, obviously you may go to work. There's no concern.